The Osgood Files, sponsored by Angie's List. Get reviews you can trust and great discounts from service providers right in your own area. Coming up, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Just a reminder that while it rarely happens, it does happen sometimes.
A shark attack. He's bleeding. He's wounded.
Which is why there are new signs at Cape Cod's Ballston Beach that say simply, swim at your own risk. More after this from Charlie. On Monday, Christopher Myers was body surfing when he was attacked by what eyewitnesses claim was a shark.
Finn was just sort of like, what did we just see? Because it was like out of a movie. You're like, oh my God, that was a shark.
Myers survived and is being treated at Massachusetts General. Now, this is the point where I could just press a button and play the theme from Jaws. But I'm not going to do that because that button broke years ago due to overuse and because shark attacks are incredibly rare. Confirmed fatal shark attacks off the coastal waters of the U.S., including Hawaii, total 44. That's over the past 342 years that records have been kept. Australia is the place to worry about sharks. 217 documented fatal attacks. Latest fatality last month when a surfer was bitten in half. But again, that total goes back over 300 years. As for Cape Cod, CBS's Seth Doan talked with Captain David Murdoch, and he knows exactly why sharks are being attracted to the shore this summer. It's the seals.
Are there a lot of seals out there?
There are thousands. They are increasing in number because they're protected.
Protected by the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act, which the sharks apparently haven't read. Or perhaps they have. Again, I'm tempted to press that button, but I won't, because facts are facts, and since the last fatal attack by a great white in Massachusetts was in 1936, you shouldn't let this story stop you from having a little fun at the beach. Just try not to look like a seal. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.